you say this is a dangerous place, I...
Almost. Oh, nearly.
Okay.
Well.
If somebody's waiting for you in the car, and they say, you'll be ready soon, you answer, I'll be right with you in...
Just a minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, and so you ask somebody, you want to find out...
How far it is.
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, to call somebody's attention to it, maybe a child, you might say to the child,
look here.
If you want to find out how many times I've done something, you would say how
often.
Okay, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you say,
neither am I.
This is called your
thyroid.
And this is your
hair.
Hair. I suppose I'm a man and I've got it here. I'll call it a
beard.
Okay. Where, goodness, can you keep your pencil?
Behind your ear.
If he was left-handed, he might keep it behind which ear?
The left ear. He's going to use that hand.
All right. And if he were right-handed?
Perhaps the right ear, maybe.
Okay, if somebody's mumbling, you can say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. This is your
throat.
All right. And this is your
neck.
Okay. What this little part of them throat call, especially on a man?
Adam's apple.
Okay. Does goozle mean an Adam's apple?
Goozle meant to eat something.
Okay. You have the dentist check your
teeth.
And he says he will need to fill that one
cavity. Or tooth.
Okay. The flesh around your teeth is called
gums.
Okay. This part of your hand. Alright, and this is a
fist.
Anywhere you can bend is called a
joint.
The upper part of your man's body is his
chest.
He's got a broad. Okay. They used to measure the height of a horse in
hands.
Okay. And you have a left and a right
hand.
Okay. A pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
Okay. At the end of your leg is your
foot.
And you have 2 feet. Okay. I suppose you hit yourself right here. You would say you hit your
shin bone.
Okay. Back of the thigh, midway between the knee and the buttock. You say you were squatting down on your
buttocks.
No, if you were doing like this. He was on his
what?
No,
that
didn't
work for me.
Okay. All right, if he was trying to, you know, maybe get down on where the ground was cold and didn't want to sit on it.
He would squat down.
On his
stoop. Yeah. Well, we said something about the haunches.
Haunches, all right. Uh-huh. All right, somebody's been sick for a little while, and he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
All right. How would you say he felt in the other... If he doesn't feel very good, he feels...
Feels bad.
Any other expression?
He feels tired. He feels worn out.
Okay. A person who can lift heavy weights, who is robust and healthy, we say he is
strong.
All right. One who is very easy to get along.